You're listening to Om Times Radio. The following is an encore presentation.
Welcome to Joy of Business with host Simone Millicis, a dynamic business leader with a difference. Simone has founded and operated many businesses from a young age and has always done business differently. Today, Simone is the worldwide coordinator of Access Consciousness and travels the world presenting Joy of Business programs using access tools and empowering people to know that they can create business in a different way and make money doing it. Simone Millicis, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Joy of Business. You're with Simone Millicis, your host on Om Times. And today I'm joined by someone I've known for, gosh, I think about 14 years now, Curry Glassell from Texas, USA. So welcome, Curry.
Thank you, Simone. It's great to be here with you. Thank you for inviting me.
You are so welcome. So this is a pre-record. So, Curry, you are in Texas at the moment. Is that right?
Correct. Houston, Texas. Correct.
Nice. Houston, Texas. And I am on my veranda at Pigeon Beach.
So wow.
It's cold here. I know it's really hot there. I am leaving on Monday to go to Orlando, Florida. And heading over to the U.S. and heading over to Costa Rica as well for facilitators. And we get to ride our horses. So it's very, very exciting. We're happy.
I just got the invitation in the mail today that says Possibilities Beyond Costa Rica, the 7-day event. And what a beautiful invitation, Simone.
Awesome. Well, Costa Rica is such a beautiful country, too. I love it. It's one of my favorite countries in the world. Although I've just recently fallen in love with South Africa. We just came back from there, and oh, my goodness, that place is amazing. I love it. So let me tell you a little bit about Curry. She's a certified facilitator of Access Consciousness, which I have a little bit of a funny story with that, because when I came along, I was like, I need to become a facilitator. This stuff is awesome. When I met Gary and Dane, and I was like, oh my goodness, like, you know, I need more. And Gary said to a few of us, if you can get 12 people, I'll do another facilitator training, because he had just done one a few months back. And at that stage, you know, at Access, they were doing one training a year sort of thing, and, you know, a handful of people. So we were like, okay, we'll get 12 people. So we ended up doing Access Consciousness facilitator training in Curry's lounge room in Houston, Texas, and we had 12 people. And Dane was one of those people in the audience. So, and Shannon O'Hara, he's one of his other daughters as well. Yep. So that's when I became an Access facilitator, and so did Curry. So a long time ago now, and such a short time. So now, Curry, you are born and bred in Houston. You're a Houstonian. Is that what you call yourself?
Well, yes and no. I actually am a little bit of a teleplant. I actually was teleported here, as I say, when I was very, very young, 5 and a half, 6 years old. So I consider myself Houstonian, but I wasn't actually born here. I think I was born on another planet called New York City.
Right. It is another planet, New York City.
Yeah.
So Curry, Curry does classes. You can find her out on accessconsciousness.com and also Write Riches for You. This is one of the main classes that Curry does, is Write Riches for You, a class developed by, you know, Gary Douglas, and Curry is taking it by the horns and traveling all over the world doing classes there. So I wanted to touch a little bit on these classes that you do with Write Riches for You, and also because you have a book that you're either – is it just come out or it's about to come out?
Almost. It's we're in transcription process. But actually, can I back up a little bit, because there was an energy
–
when you were talking about, you know, you're in Pigeon Beach and you're getting ready to come to Florida, and you were just in South Africa – and we're talking about going to Costa Rica, and I'm like going, and I bet there's some people listening who are going, well, oh, can we say swear words on your radio?
I haven't, but I don't know.
Okay. Well, sometimes you can. I was going to say, some people are probably saying, you know, WTF, how do they get the money to do that? It's like,
we,
so,
And so how do we get the money to do it, Curry?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm like going, well, okay, so the really cool thing about the Access Tools, and if you want to talk about the class that Gary founded, Right Riches for You, which I'm, you know, I do teach that class all over the world, is what I do with people is we begin to ask, so what if money wasn't the problem? What if your point of view was the problem? What if it wasn't a money issue? What if it was your point of view that was stopping you? And everyone was like, what? Huh? What do you mean, right? And so this is where we begin with people who think they have money issues right there. That's the very, very beginning. Like, so what does money mean to you? I mean, we really take it to the very basic point of view of what they're thinking about, what their point of view is, because that's the only thing standing in the way of them having, being, and doing whatever they have, would like to have, be, or do.
Do you know, I've, it's funny that you say that too, Curry, because years and years ago when I was looking through these photos and there had just been a 7-day event, the first one ever in Access Consciousness, and
right.
I hadn't met Gary at that stage, but someone was showing me photos of it, and I remember looking through the photos, and I was in Australia, and I was looking through them, and I sort of got like this, I want to say this sense of sadness, like I was like, oh. And the guy I was with said to me, what's up? And I said, well, I look at these photos and I think, gosh, how would I ever manage to get there? And he said, really?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, this one in particular. And I showed him this photo and it was of him and Gary in Sydney. And I didn't know that. And he goes, that one. And I went, yeah. And he goes, that photo's taken in Sydney. And I was living in Brisbane at the time. And I was like, oh, that's easy for me to get to. And it started to put it into perspective because I was like, oh, I thought I couldn't, you know, afford to get to Costa Rica, and yet when he said Sydney, I was like, well, that's easy. And I started to realize, like you say, that it is your point of view around money that creates the limitation, rather than if you could change your point of view, if you could create your reality, what would you change and what would you choose? So everything that is and everything that brings up, let's destroy and uncreate it. Right, we're talking about Pock and Plot, Online Shorts, Boys and Beyond. And if you wish to hear more about the clearing statement, Chris Buck, the producer, was asking about it the other day because I'm actually on the front cover of On Times for August in America, which is really cool. Yeah. And you can go to theclearingstatement.com and there's a great explanation and a video by Dr. Dane here on there as well.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you know, it works. It's probably one of the weirdest things I've come across, but it's crazy and it works. So I use it.
Yeah. Totally crazy and it works, so yeehaw, as we say in Texas.
So tell me more, Curry, about what you sort of, you know, get to in your classes, et cetera, and what's your, give me some of the top tools that you have that you can start to get people to change their point of view around money.
Wow, there's so many. I think what I, like, really, what we really, really start with, the very fundamentals, which might actually, my first class, I just, instead of just saying Right Riches for You number one, I actually finally have a title. It's called Fundamentals of Wealth. So we're going to be teaching that class, like you do Business 101. We're going to be doing Fundamentals of Wealth, and we will be starting with tools, educate yourself on what wealth means in this reality. So what does that mean? So what is important in this reality is what is rare. What is hard to find. That's what this reality considers valuable. So that would be diamonds, gold, antiques, silver, things like that. And begin, we talk with people and invite them to educate themselves about what has value in this reality and begin to talk to them about what does creating wealth actually look like? What could it look like for them? Even if they only have $100 or even if they only have $10, like, I just was facilitating a 5-day for the last 5 days, and I spoke with people in the money area about how even if they only have a small amount of money, they could go to a flea market or a pawn shop, and they could ask, so like, you know, when you walk in, if you can speak to everything, if everything has consciousness, which is what we present in Access, is I know it's a weird concept, but if every molecule has consciousness and everything can has an energy that you can listen to, then you begin to ask, so what has value in this store that nobody knows about? Or what's the most valuable thing in the store that's worth twice as much as they're asking for it? And you begin to ask for good deals to show up in your life. And you can do that with $5. You can do that with $50. You can do that with $500. It doesn't really matter where you're at. You can begin to create wealth even with a penny. You know, that book that we now sell in the Access Shop, The Penny Capitalist, I really encourage people to get that book. It is so amazing how you can start with a very small amount and begin to create wealth for yourself.
Nice. I like that idea because it takes it out of the cognitive mind as well. It's like if you're asking energetically when you walk in a shop, all right, so what could make me money here today? And so many people, I mean, you know, we're lucky to have, you know, hung out with Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness for so long. Yeah. And his ability to walk into a shop and buy antiques or jewelry at such a good price. And people do not see the value of it. And it's like, and he'll see the value of it. He'll know, you know, where it's from or what year or what the markings mean and all of that sort of stuff. And he's amazing the way he does that. And it's like, I have learned so much about antiques and about jewelry from being willing to educate myself. So my question to you too, Kari, would be, it's like, what sort of level of education do you think people should do about, you know, creating more money in their lives?
Anything and everything they can get their hands on. So, like, I'm not a big book reader. I was very autistic and ADD when I was growing up, and I had a very difficult time in school. So what I suggest for people like that, now, if you're a book reader, you know, just Google whatever information you can. But if you're not, if you're more of a hear, see, do learner, what I did is I found out, like who did I know? Who did I know that knew more than me, you know? Not only Gary, but other people who knew about things that I wanted to educate myself about. I would take lawyers who deal with stocks and such, I would take them to lunch. Like, for example, I would take someone that knew more than me to lunch, and I would pick their brains. I would pay for lunch and buy drinks, and then I would talk to them about everything I wanted to know about what they knew about. That's
a great idea. And one of the things that I, with that too, Kari, it's like, I mean, my dad was an accountant, and I thought that accountants knew everything until I realized they didn't. And he was the one that said to me, Simone, you know, I mean, he was retiring. He was, you know, quite older. And he was like, you need to find somebody else to actually contribute to you. So we'll hear more about that. And we're heading off to a break. And you'll be joined with me, myself, and Miss Kari Gaffrell. We'll be back real soon.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Joy Business on Time. Sorry for that hesitation, my internet just went out and I was wondering if that means that they stopped recording, but I don't think it did. So what we left off on was What I was referring to is my dad at one stage, he said to me, Simone, you need to look elsewhere. He said, you know, I've done your books for so long. And he said, but you're getting bigger. You're, you know, have things happening overseas, et cetera. I don't have that information. And it made me start realizing that not every accountant had all the information. So it's my, you know, no matter how much I love my dad, it's like he still didn't know everything. So I totally agree with what you were saying, Curry. It's like talk to every lawyer, every accountant, every financial person that you can think of and ask them questions, because each one has a different piece of information that if you're willing to listen and see which piece of that information actually contributes to your business and your currency flows and your money flows, and so then your choices become way easier. It's the willingness to receive the contribution from everyone.
Yeah. So, and Simone, actually, you can also go into stores like antique stores, and most of the people in there love to gab. And most
That's
of the
true.
People in those stores, yeah, right? And
yeah.
Quite a few of them, particularly if they're the owners, if you can find the owners, they know a lot about their antiques, or they know a lot about one particular item, and you can talk to them. You know, well, I just was reminded about a story, actually, that Gary talks about that I think is really cool, because one of the other ways to begin to create wealth is to be willing to take advantage of what you actually know, what you actually know already, and be willing to look at and ask questions about what you already know about money that you maybe thought you didn't know. So one of the stories he tells that I love is with his little girl, they were going into an antique store, and there was this little bracelet, a gold bracelet, and she was like, I want that bracelet. And he looked at it, and then it said 14 karat gold, 15, and then a mark. And he goes, well, surely they mean $150, right? But instead of speaking, you know, what he knew, he went and asked a question. And he said, so how much is this to the owner of the sale? And she goes, it's $15 and it's real 14 karat gold, right? So, you know,
she knew.
He was like, I'll take it. Thank you very much. So this kind of thing can happen to your listeners too, Simone. If they're, you know, it's kind of like there's times when we shouldn't say too much, and we have to be willing to take advantage that maybe we're smarter than some people, or, you know, I guess if you want to consider you're lucky, but, you know, if you're willing to receive that good of a deal, because as I recall, he then went on a week or so or 2 weeks later, and he went and he sold the bracelet for like $150 or more maybe.
That's a nice profit. I love it.
That's a nice profit, right? And so I can tell you a story that happened with me about that if you want to hear it.
Go for it.
So I've been asking, you know, for jewelry to show up. That was really, really good deal because, you know, I like to send jewelry to Australia to the Antique Guild and sell it because it's also fun for me. So I literally get a postcard in the mail saying auction, and on it there's all kinds of paintings and furniture, and there's a ring, this really cool Tanzanite ring, okay? So I was like, oh, cool, I'm going to go to that. So I go to it, and there's not so many people in the auction at all, like maybe like 15 people, right? And I'm like, okay, that's cool. And so I have to wait, and they didn't have that exact ring that was on the postcard, but they had another really beautiful Tanzanite ring, like over 10 carat Tanzanite surrounded by diamonds, okay? Now, one thing let me say that I had already educated myself and found out that Tanzanite was going to be more and more valuable because there's only one mine left. So I had that education already, and I went in to buy that ring. So the starting price was $5,000, okay? Now, this ring was appraised at $31,000.
Wow.
So I know. I'm, like, super excited. I can hardly contain myself. I'm trying
That's
to pinch
awesome.
Myself.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I know. So I know. So I'm in there going, I wonder if anybody else. I'm making it infinite. I'm, like, you know, pinching myself, trying to be real serious like an auction person should be. And they finally, the ring comes up. And the guy's talking about how great the ring is and what's appraised at. And I'm like, you know, what would it take for me to get the ring for a great price? And he's saying it and saying it. and he's 5,000 and no one's bidding on it. So I raise my little card and I bid on it. And then he goes on and on. It feels like forever. He's like trying to get someone else to bid on it. And I'm like, you know, nah, nobody else wants this ring. They don't like this ring. And sure enough, finally, it seemed like 100 years later, he went, sold for $5,000. I was like, yes! Oh, I love it! And sure enough, it was amazing, right? And to make a long story short, I wore it around for a couple of months, and I sent it to the guild. And this is also how cool the guild is. So we had the appraisal for like $31,000, and so we put it for sale for like $21,000, right? And then I ended up selling it, agreed to sell it for $17,000. So I paid 61 because you have to pay the dealer like, you know, a percentage. So you pay a percentage to the dealer, but so I got it for $6,100. We sold it for $17,000. That's a great freaking profit.
And the That's awesome, Kari. I love it.
Right? And the person buying it has the appraisal for $30,000, right? So they're happy because they got a killer deal. I'm happy because I made more than twice. I'm more than double my money. And it was fun.
You know what? That's the one thing as you talk that I notice about you, Kari Glassell, is that you have fun. And it's like you have fun with money and you have fun with facilitating these classes. And the changing people's lives around money. So I'm so grateful for that. And I wanted to talk a little bit more about your new book coming out. I'm really looking forward to it. Now it's called Money is Thicker Than Blood. I love that name. That name alone is just like, tell me more, tell me more. So I know that you were, I mean, let me read your bio here. It says, born to a glamorous globetrotter, raised in oil patch opulence, educated in New York City, and finished with a big dose of reality as a struggling single mom. So today, Kari Glassell is a global progressive powerhouse putting people, ideas, and money together to create positive, lasting change. So tell me a little bit about what people are going to find in this book and what was your lifestyle like growing up?
Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Where do I start? You know, this has been a three-year project. Okay, well, what they'll find is they'll find everything from, I had a very difficult time with my father who attempted to teach me about money, but his way of teaching me about money was to berate me and make me feel stupid when at 7.5, 8 years old, I couldn't perfectly read the stock pages to him Saturday morning. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Seriously.
Right.
And so start with some of the very odd things. And then the fact that like everyone thought I had like the most glamorous, most wonderful life. Okay. Because from the outside, my father was a multi-billionaire, you know, from the oil and gas industry. And like, you know, he was one of the people that got invited with when Queen Elizabeth came to Texas. She came to actually meet Governor Ann Richards. But then, of course, she came to Houston, and he was one of the people that got to meet her because, whatever, you know, he's in that part of society. From meeting the Queen Elizabeth to all the people that he met, because when you have money, man, in Texas we say money talks and bullshit walks.
Right.
And that's really how it functions down here, okay? So you have bits and pieces of my life. There's some really goofy, wild parts, like in New York one weekend, we were staying at this super fancy hotel, the Ritz-Carlton, and I ended up meeting Warren Beatty, who happened to have an apartment in that hotel at the time. So I talk a little bit about the night I met Warren Beatty. That was kind of fun. So that's some goofy, crazy stuff. And then we also have how my stepmother and half-brother basically conspired to set my father against me, and the final will, in the 1998 will, I was supposed to receive at least $100 million, and how they and the museum conspired to knock me out of the will almost entirely, and how I go about fighting for myself and my children and what happens, and how really incredible the access tools helped me not only survive a wealthy, very wealthy, cruel family, but how to thrive without that $100 million and continue to thrive and ask questions and make the most of the money I do have and create and generate more. So that's sort of a short
No, that's awesome. Because the one thing I do get, Curry, is it's like people always use reasons and justifications for why they're not creating something or for why something showed up. And it's like, I don't see that you've actually used reasons and justifications for anything. It's like, okay, so you were born into, you know, I want to say ridiculously wealthy family, you know, compared to most people in the world. And it's like, and like you said, it's like the projections that are put upon you is more so like, well, she knows all about money. She has money. She'll always have money, like all of these different points of view. And it's interesting to see. I mean, I love the point of life.
I like
and
that.
Maybe
I
we
like
can talk about
that. But I like that last projection.
She'll
always have money. I said, I like that last projection.
We'll use that
I'll
one.
I'll take that one. Well,
okay, cool. Awesome. I love it. So, but it's like, I mean, what if we could educate our kids about money too? Because, I mean, the fact that you were, you know, tried to be educated at such a young age of trying to read the stocks, and it's like, so there's a whole lot of projections and expectations that I get people have around rich people. And it's like, what if you didn't have those projections and expectations around rich people? And what if you just looked at them as who they be? And it's like, I mean, you have, you know, changed your financial reality in so many different ways. And, you know, I'd love to hear more about that. I know we're going to head off to a break in a couple of minutes here. But we can, I'm really looking forward to your book coming out, Money is Thicker Than Blood. And it's like, because the one thing I've noticed is you've really, you've had the courage to stand by what you're choosing, like to stand by your choices and go, you know what? No, no matter what it takes, no matter what it looks like, I'm changing this. It doesn't matter if people are judging me or, you know, my family's judging me and they're trying to rip me off. And it's like, I'm actually going to change this and I'm going to fight for myself, like committing to your life, which I think is really valuable and honorable that you've done, Curry. And I also happen to know both your sons, and oh my goodness, you've done a great job with those sons. And it's like they are two of the most brilliant men I've ever met. And it's like, and they continue to be. Every time I meet them, it's like they change so much. And it's like, and their willingness to learn more and not take anything for granted, yet use their situation to their advantage as well. And it's like, you know, you've got to be willing to have a look at that and use your situation to your advantage. So Curry's also going to be doing a class in Houston, Texas, which will be live streamed as well. It's during the 3 days that I have the Joy Business classes in Houston, Texas as well. So we're going to head off to a break and we'll give you more information about that. We'll be coming back to Curry Glossell and Simone Millicent on Joy of Business. We'll be back really soon. Don't leave us.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the blue collar goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Would your business and life like to be bigger? Would you like to have more fun with everything you do? Simone Millicent travels the world facilitating Joy of Business seminars. These classes are for you if you would like to create more money and joy, expand your business, and work smarter, not harder. Simone will be visiting the U.S. and facilitating the Joy of Business classes this summer in Houston, Texas. Join her live or watch the online seminar from the comfort of your own home. Go to www.accessjoyofbusiness.com/Houston to register and for more information.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Joy of Business. You're here with Simone Millicent and Miss Curry Glassell. Now, before we went to break, I was just talking about the classes that we have on. At the end of August, I have a Joy Business 101, Business Done Different class. And then that's on the 30th of August. And 31st of August and 1st of September, we have the Business 102, which is the Adventure of Business and Living. So lots of fun. Now, you can either come to Houston, Texas, or you can jump on live stream, which means you can enjoy it from the comfort of your home or office. So if you go to accessjoyofbusiness.com/Houston, you'll find that there. Now, we're lucky enough to actually have Curry doing an evening class whilst we're there. Are you doing that on the 30th or the 31st?
I've been told I'm doing it on the 31st, but I can do whatever you want.
The 31st, no, 31st is great. I just couldn't remember. So, you know what? I'm great and I don't remember everything. So that's going to be on the 31st. And you can also sign up for Curry class online too if you want. Or we would love to meet you in person in Houston. And the idea with these classes is Curry and I have a whole bunch of tools that we would like to, you know, give to you, processes, et cetera. And the questions you ask determines and creates how the class goes too. Because, you know, we're willing to follow the energy, and it's amazing to see, you know, someone ask a question about something and how much it relates to everybody else in the class. So, you know, this is the time and the space that we're creating that you can change any area of your life that you think isn't working for you, especially when it comes to business and money flows. So, Curry, you've also got classes that you're going to be doing online, offering the fundamentals class online for, yes. I think you've got some telecalls happening this fall as well.
Yes.
What's the website that they can go to find that?
They can go to my facilitator page on the Access site. That's the best way to find it because that's where I put up all my classes. I do have a website that's a little bit under construction right now. Cross my fingers, it will be up and running and wonderful in about a month, but it is curryglassell.com.
Okay, I know what that feels like, but you know what? I actually think all websites are currently under construction because once you put a website up, I mean, I deal with so many of them with Access, and it's so funny because it's like you put it up and it's like, null and void, let's change it. And it's like, I feel like I'm revamping our entire website the Joy Business team is doing it at the moment. It feels like it's this constant thing that you're doing. But hey, that's the technology and what happens, you know, in this reality right now. So Curry,
you know,
I
was just thinking there was a kid's movie that it took place like in a video game, and the guy kept crashing the building all the time, and it would fall down, and then they would build it up, and it would fall down. And I kind of feel like that's what happens with my website.
I agree, and you're not the only one. And I mean, the amount of people I speak to that have, you know, I mean, incredibly, I mean, we just went to South Africa to this Legends Golf and Safari Resort where we're having a 7-day event, and I looked at their website, and it's okay. But they've got this beautiful, beautiful glossy magazine that they gave me to give out to people. And I'm like, I'm just wondering, are you changing your website? And they were like, yes. They were like, we're changing it to match this. And I was like, because the magazine is awesome. And the website, you sort of really have to search for stuff. Even though it does look good, it doesn't have as much information. And like, they're a huge company in South Africa. So it's very funny that, I mean, Access Consciousness, we've been revamping our website, I think, forever. So, you know, please don't judge yourself. Yeah, don't judge yourself if you're out there and you have a business and you're constantly feel like you're revamping it, revamping your website, et cetera. And it's like, but do it because it's contributing to your business. Don't do it because it's a distraction. Like I looked at accessjoybusiness.com and went, okay, it's time for a change. I've changed. Joy Business has changed. The graphics have changed. You know, we now have Joy Business facilitators and it's like, okay, so now it's time to change it. So we are. And it's like, so you've got to be willing to not judge yourself and willing to know when it's time to actually change something that's going to contribute more and create greater possibilities, create more possibilities. So don't judge yourself. So I wanted to ask you, Curry, I wanted to really give the listeners some pragmatic tools that they can literally, you know, go away with and start to use them today. And as you said right at the very beginning of this telecall, which I thought was great, is the first questions you ask in a class is about changing your point of view, like what's your point of view around money.
So it's like, I mean, if you've got a process or if you've got any tools that you want to give people that they can literally walk away with and change something today.
Yes. Have I got a tool for you? Actually, you know, three tools is like, no, we have about 27,000 tools. So one of the beginnings ones in the fundamental is we speak with people about how when they were very young, how their parents influenced their points of view, and particularly in the area of money. So like from 0 to 2 years old, it's very difficult to figure out between your points of view, if it's yours or your mom's or your dad or whoever your major caretakers were. And so we actually begin with asking them what their mother's point of view about money is, what their father's point of view about money is, and are they willing, you know, first, is that working for them? And if it's not, are they willing to destroy and uncreate that point of view and have something else? And, of course, then, so are you? Are you guys out there willing to destroy and uncreate your mother's point of view about money? And you can
I'm saying
this.
Yes.
Yes, and everything that brings up and all that energy, destroy and uncreate it. Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, just blows me on. And so this is something they can do. And then you'll start to become aware of, oh, she had this point of view or she had that point of view. And if you can make a list of all your mother's points of view about money, and then you can run the clearing statement. Okay, everything that I agreed and aligned to or resisted and reacted to with my mother's point of view about money, or destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shows, boys and beyond. These are really basic, amazing tools. Your listeners can use it tonight, and they can begin to unlock their points of view that have stuck them from their mother. Just for one example.
I love that. That's brilliant. Because, you know what, we grow up. I mean, I know I grew up, and I thought my mom and dad knew everything, you know. And I remember asking and saying, well, you know, why can't I do this? Why can't I do it? Because I said. And it was like, there's that much authority in that one sentence, because I said, because your mother said so. And I was like, oh, okay. And it's like, so of course, I mean, I grew up at the kitchen table that we weren't allowed to talk about business or money. And it's like, we had to talk about, you know, it's like anything else, the birds outside, but we were not allowed to talk about business and money at the dinner table. And it never made any sense to me, Curry, because my dad loved business, my brother loved business, and I loved business. And I was like, why can't we talk about it? Why is it this topic that, you know, that's taboo? It's like, it made no sense to me. So I love that process. So what else?
Well, the thing is, too, is what I just taught a class in Frankfurt, was it Frankfurt or Munich, in Germany, about all the lies we buy about money, the lies and the secrets about money. And so, you know, for a full day, we talk about, so what lies have you bought about money from your parents, from your culture? What about the lies we buy from our culture not just our culture, but our country, you know?
The country, religion, like the fact that you were brought up in, I mean, even, well, you were, I know you were born in New York, and New York has a totally different point of view to what Houston does.
Totally. So I had two. So what that does, that brings up conflicts, right? So you have a lot of incongruent and conflictual points of view. So another question that I would ask would be, so do you have any conflictual points of view about money?
Yes. So give us an example of what someone's conflictual point of view could be.
Okay. Give me like 2 seconds here. Let's see.
Okay. I can give you an insane example that I did. And it's like,
well, great.
I was asking for more money to show up, right? I was trying to create things to create more money. And yet, in my insane point of view, I remembered my dad saying to me that he was never going to leave this planet and he was not going to leave us until he knew his kids were financially stable. And I didn't want him to leave.
Uh-huh.
So I was creating myself to be a financial mess, and in the same point, asking for more money to show up. And it's like, it takes, you know, you get a little bit confused if you've got two conflictual points of view.
Yes. And thank you, Simone. And what that reminded me of is that my parents were so in their own world and so never paid attention to us, I decided that money was the problem. So, yeah. So I decided that actually money was the root of all my problems. if I just didn't have so much money, I would be happier.
Right.
Or I would be loved more. Or I would have blah, blah, blah. And so that really didn't work for me at all, because I began to create poverty in my life because of that one point of view, that money was the root of all my problems. That was a major conflict for me, because I loved having money and I grew up having money, and I never thought that I wouldn't have money. So the thought of not having money was not even in my universe, but I had this point of view that money was bad, terrible, evil, and awful, and the cause of all my problems.
And, you know, I have another friend of mine who grew up, and his family were quite violent. And it's like everything that it came down to, he said he remembered as a kid that when they would argue, they would always argue about money. So his point of view was, I don't want to have money in my life, because money just causes arguments. So it's like, how many points of view do you all have out there about money that are not even yours and are not even real? And I'm like, this made-up point of view, and would you be willing to destroy and uncreate them and start from a totally brand-new slate? And everything with that is times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. There's a lot of energy on that.
Right? So those kind of things, how many lies do we buy about money from our parents and everything that brings up? Times a godzillion, will you guys destroy and uncreate it all? And there are few, more than just one or two points of view. I mean, and your classes, Simone, you have people from all over the world in your classes, as do I, and everybody has, strangely, a different point of view.
Totally. And it's like, and how many points of view do you buy, you know, sitting from the person next to you on the plane or in a car or something like that? And it's like, so my suggestion, too, would be asking a question. I think we're going off to a break soon. But it's like, ask a question and ask, you know, if I were going to have my point of view about money, what would it be? Or even if you're coming to a situation and you're about to buy something, you want to buy a car or a house or whatever, and it's like, or a new pair of shoes, and it's like, okay, if I was choosing my reality around money, what would I choose? Okay? So keep asking those questions, and we're off to a break, and you'll be back with myself and Kari Glassell in just a moment. So if you were choosing your reality around money, what would you choose? Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicis, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Joy of Business. You're here with Simone Millicis, your host, and the lovely Miss Kari Glassell. So, you know, I was just thinking today, Kari, that I was on a meeting with people, and there was people from all over the world on the meeting, and I got off and I thought, God, I'm so lucky to have met these people from all over the world. And it's like, and I get to, you know, create with them and have fun rather than, you know, just growing up in one city and only knowing people in that one city. And it's like, it's
it's incredible. I mean, we know people from over 50 countries easily, you know, and in contact with them. And it's like it makes the world a really small place, and it makes you also realize how large it is, both of them. So let's, I'm having fun with these tools. So what else have you got? What other tools have we got that we can give our listeners in this last segment?
Right. Well, I actually wanted to bring up a point that we've sort of been talking about through the whole thing, which is the question and how powerful the question is and how the question can empower them and open a door to more possibilities. So when you ask a question, you begin to change your awareness around money, business, anything at all. And I think that, maybe some people aren't aware of how powerful a question can be. So when you can ask a question, you can begin to create a change. So, for instance, one of the other questions that I ask people to think about and to talk about in class is, what are your three main thoughts, feelings, or emotions around or about money?
You know, and interesting that you asked that too, because I remember when I first started using the tools, one of my points of view around money was it was dirty and I didn't want to touch it. And I was like, gosh, that's not a very good point of view to have. But I had been doing business in India for so long. And if you've never been to India, one of the largest notes they have is equivalent to about $20. So I was doing business. I was going over there and, you know, changing 10,000 Australian dollars into cash. And I had, like, you know, backpack and more full of cash on me, and I felt like I was constantly counting this money, and it was really dirty, and I felt like Macbeth, you know, washing off the blood in her hands. I was always washing the dirt of money off. But it was so interesting for me to ask those questions, and I went, oh, I guess I better change that point of view. If I don't want to touch money, I'm not going to ask them very much for it to show up in my life. And then I started looking at it and looking at the beauty of it. And you know, like I said, I've just been to South Africa. I thought Australia had beautiful money. Oh, my goodness. South African rand is just gorgeous. The colors in it are amazing. Yeah.
Wow.
It's stunning.
I have to agree with you. I thought Australia had the most beautiful money I'd ever seen so far.
It is very beautiful money, and I love it. Well, Canada has good money, too. So does New Zealand. But South African rand is winning for me. It's beautiful. Although I do love the 500 euro note. The 500 euro note is just, it's lovely. And I love that it's worth so much. So the thing is, though, if you listen to me and Curry talking about money like that, and it's like, have you ever actually just played with money and looked at it? And it's like, or is it something that you hide from? And it's like, if you can, take a moment, get the money out of your wallet, and it's like, start having a look at the pictures of it. See if you can even Google, you know, different currencies and see what they look like. Like, invite money into your life. And it's like, because if you hide it away and don't look at it and don't look at the pictures, I'm not saying you have to study it and know all those people are. I think you have to be ugly to be on a note. I think that's my theory. All around the world, there's no beautiful people on a note. There are always ugly people on a note. But it's like, but have a look at it. Play with it. You know, have a look at the coins. And it's like, see if you can start to invite more money into your life.
Well, and Simone, so now that you say that, I'd love to also give people this tool about, so if they were rich, how much money would a rich person carry around? How much money would a rich person have on them at all times? That's another very practical, you asked for a practical, pragmatic tool, whether it's $500, $1,000, $1,200, $1,500, $2,000, what would you be carrying around in your pocket if you were rich? How much money would that be?
You keep saying these things. This is not set up, but I have this story about this because, Curry, that's one of the tools that got me out of debt. And when I started using that tool, I carried about $1,000, $1,500 around with me, you know, cash at all times in a little purse, right? And that's what I carried as what I perceived, quote unquote, a wealthy person would carry. You know what happens now? I just realized the other day is I've always got at least $1,000 cash on me. That's just for fun. And I went, oh, I've become a wealthy person. I demanded it in that tool and I went, oh, look, it's happened. And it's like, I have money and I actually carry around that amount of money with me that I perceived a wealthy person would carry. So I started to match that point of view that I had, which I thought was quite
quite cool.
But that's really cool, and that's a practical tool that, again, Gary Douglas gave all of us with his classes. This is a tool that you can put into motion, and eventually, if you use a tool, you will become more comfortable and more at ease with money and having money. And in order to create money, you have to be willing to have money. You have to be willing to receive money. So this is an amazing tool that you can start right away. Even if it's just $50, you can start carrying that around with you. And then, of course, I'm like aware that people are going, but what if it gets stolen? Believe me, if you have $50 or $500 in your purse, you are not putting that thing down or letting it off your body anywhere you go. It is sticking to you. You know, well, that brings up a whole other subject, which we won't go to. But there is one other tool that's really practical, and I want to get it in before we end. And it is something that is amazing and strange, and it's called Tithing to the Church of You. And it's putting away 10% from all the money you make or that comes into your life and never spending it. And there's something that happens when you have around 6 months to 8 months to 9 months of this money, of your monthly income, stored up in like either your safe or in a lockbox or somewhere where no one can steal it, obviously, you know. Then all of a sudden something happens, and it's this peace you begin to have with the subject of money. And so would you be willing, you guys, to have peace with money, to have something different than irritation, agitation, and panic and frantic around money?
I love it. And everything at that is time to go see and right and wrong, good and bad, pop and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Woo! So that's really 10%, and it's amazing how that really works. I don't know how it works, but I know, and everybody who's done it in my classes, when I ask them, they say that there comes a point when all of a sudden they forget to panic about money. And isn't that what we're inviting people, to come out of the panic, come out of the frantic, and begin to have more ease with money and receiving and changing this area of their life?
No, I love that. It is. It's like, what if you didn't have to panic about money? And what if you didn't blame anyone else for the lack of money that you had in your life? I mean, one of the things that literally, the tools that got me out of debt is money isn't the problem, you are. And you can get it on Amazon. It's by Gary Douglas and Dane here.
Yep.
And it's like,
yep.
I mean, I love the title of that book too, because money's not the problem. You are.
You are. Yep, I was. I was totally the problem.
Yeah, I was totally the problem. I mean, I remember at one stage when Gary said to me, something about the money problem you think you have. And he's very succinct with his words. And when he said the money problem that you think you have, I went, oh, what does he mean by that? And I looked at it. And at that moment in my life, I couldn't afford to buy business class tickets for myself, Brendan, and Nash to fly to the US and to Europe. And I went, oh, that's my money problem. And I was like, wow, it's not really that much of a problem, you know. And then what can I do to create it, you know? So it's like, what money problem do you think you have that is limiting you and creating the confusion in your world, rather than actually, as Curry said, asking questions and seeing what else you can create? If you were choosing your reality, what would you choose today? So please start to look at this and start to change your money problems, because they're not problems. They're just choices. So I would love it if everyone out there listening, it's like this show will be on before we actually do our classes. I have on August 15th, live from Orlando at 7 o'clock. It's a free class that I'm doing, a Joy Business Taster. So you can jump on the live stream of that. If you just go to accessjoyofbusiness.com, you can search the classes there for the one in Orlando on August 15th, or you can come and see me in Orlando. And then we're off to Costa Rica, and then we'll be back in Houston, Texas, like I said before, for the classes at the end of the month, Joy of Business 101 and 102, joined by Miss Curry Glassell on that second night, which I'm very much looking forward to. And your class, is it called Right Riches for You? What's the class called? Do you know?
Yes. Well, Right Riches for You, yes. Yes, we're going to call it that.
Okay, awesome. We're calling it Right Riches for You. So you can find that also on accessconsciousness.com and just search Curry Glassell, G-L-A-S-S-E-L-L, and you'll find all of us. And you know what, I just want to say, it's like both, I know Curry you know, and myself are so incredibly grateful for Access Consciousness and the tools. I don't think either of us would, I'm not even sure we'd be alive today if it wasn't for Access Consciousness tools, to tell you the truth. And it's like, you know, both of us have changed our lives around so much, and it's like it's created huge amounts of change. So I so invite you to that. And also, is if you've been listening to the shows and you haven't been to an Access class, go get your bars run. And it's like, we have thousands of practitioners around the world. Go to bars.accessconsciousness.com, and it's the process where you touch, you know, 32 points on your head lightly, and it starts to raise all of the limitations and judgments, thoughts, feelings, emotions you have around things like money, control. So, you know, stop being the control freak that you be around, you know, bodies, healing, sadness, joy. And it's like, there's a whole bunch of them. So, you know, if your life is not as great as what you would like it to be, then you can actually make different choices. It's your life. What would you like it to look like? So, Kari, anything else before we head off to break that you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Well, I think there's just one thing that I've been thinking about, and it's a tip that we don't usually consider a tip, but Gary Douglas said to me, and of course to you, I'm sure, many times, what do you know that no one else knows? And so I'd like to invite the audience to think of, what do they know that nobody else knows, that they take for granted? Because that one thing, if they can figure out what they know that nobody else knows, that can be a gift, a financial gift in their life, like nothing they can ever imagine. Because they know something that nobody else knows. And what is it? What is it? Kind of wild to think about, huh?
Yeah, what do you know that nobody else knows, that if you actually acknowledge that you knew it, could change your entire reality? And it's like, you can even ask that question over and over again and pock and pot everything that doesn't allow that to show up. Thank you, Kari Glassell. I'd love